speaking. I'm going to tell you today about something so important in my life. Something so very important that I have a fundamental relationship with, that I connect with, that I commune with, that I nurture every single day. Every single day and every moment of my life, if I possibly can do. I aspire to returning to this relationship every moment of my whole existence, each time I drift away consciously from this relationship. And it's a relationship with something invisible. It's a relationship with the spirit of life, with the nature of life, with the presence of life, something that we can call grace, something that we call amazing grace. And all of our work, our whole yearning and drive for doing what we do is to help others get in touch with this incredible force, this incredible resource that exists all around us and within us. And it is the juice of life. It is the magic ingredient that when it's missing, you will not feel peace. When it's missing, you will not feel happiness. You will always have a sense of restlessness. There'll always be that sense of lack of fulfillment or something's missing. And rather than looking for this in something outside of you, which as many of you know and are realizing increasingly more, that it just doesn't exist outside of us in terms of people, places and things. It doesn't exist in material possessions, in the acquisition of material wealth. But it does exist as this invisible, natural, spiritual presence of life, this grace, this amazing grace. It's been called by many names throughout antiquity. There are modern names for it. Everyone has their own personal idea and perspective, I guess, on what this is. But believe you me, from all my experiences traveling all over the world, being extremely successful in all avenues of life, living all my dreams, overcoming all kinds of challenges, there is nothing fundamentally as fulfilling and as necessary in terms of personal happiness, personal fulfillment, and the unfoldment of our potential as getting in touch with this energy, this force, this grace. And so what I'm going to share with you today is a basic overview of grace and what it is, how to connect with it, and we're only going to run through some experiences together so that it becomes definitely experiential. And by the time you've finished going through these audio files, you will have no doubt in your mind, and you will have a tangible experience within your own heart and soul, and you will know for sure because you will embody this relationship a little bit more. You will have allowed this power to flow into you a little more. And as you do that, you become a little more of who you truly are. And who that is expresses a little more in the world, shows up in the world in 3D as you, as the individual you are. It improves your ability to deal with the challenges of life. It raises your frequency, strengthens your magnetism, so that you can attract to you the life that you really want to live, so that you become in resonant harmony with the spirit of life, with the nature of life. And it happens through this relationship with this quality that we call grace. And relationship is definitely the operative word here. This is not a mental idea. This is not a philosophy I'm sharing with you now. It's a relationship. And as you become aware of this relationship, as you shift your attitude into a harmonic into a harmony with this relationship, you will find that your life becomes a magical, much more magical experience. And you become simply far, far better at being who you are. And that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. So the first principle of the nine principles of living in natural magic and the nine principles of amazing grace, and the first factor that we're going to concentrate on in the nine breaths of amazing grace is grace itself. Now, you have to decide whether this power, this force, this intelligence, this presence is actually real. And if indeed you want to relate to it, and how you're going to relate to it. And like I said before, this is all about relationship. Now, there's lots of references to this throughout antiquity. We've called it God's love, the light of God, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, the nature of life, the spirit of life, the force, Shen. There's all kinds of references to it. The Great Spirit, throughout indigenous cultures, every indigenous culture has their own perspective on what this is. What we're talking about here is not something physical. We're talking about something here that is actually the essence of life, that it is the spirit of life. And you, as part of life, are part of it. You are one with it. That comes with the deal already. Now, if you're not experiencing the full magnitude of being who you truly are, it's because, very, very simply, that your attitude and your awareness is not in tune, is not in harmony, is not in resonance with who you truly are. Now, within yourself, there's your true self and there's your false self. The false self is the ego that's asking all the questions, that gets itself stuck in all kinds of situations, that suffers from neuroses, a sense of disconnection, that gets frightened, that gets confused, that wants things outside of itself, that it feels that it needs to make itself feel better and more complete, that strives to get better, that strives to become more whole, that imagines it evolves. All of these things belong to the ego. Now, the ego is not a dirty word. Throughout our work in Success Ultra Now, we've covered the ego in great depth. The Success Ultra Now Personal Optimization Program, Sun Pop, covers the A to Z of the ego, and it's all you need to know to understand the ego. If you don't understand the ego, if you don't have an insight into that, and you want to learn more about that, go there now. It'll stand you in great stead before you do this work. Or do it simultaneously. Or go there after you've done this stuff. What the nine breaths of amazing grace is going to give you is the ability to focus your awareness. That doesn't mean concentrate your mind. It means expand your mind and open your mind in a relaxed, focused manner so that your awareness becomes connected to the grace that's present all around you and within you in life. There's grace within your soul. There's grace in the spirit of your being. There's grace in the spirit of life. And this incredible presence, this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful magical force exists now in its fullness as pure potential within you right now, within your DNA, within your genetic structure, within your soul, within your spirit. It's fully present in every particle of creation. It always is and it always will be. But you'll never be able to find it through scientific analysis. You'll never be able to see it with your eyes. It's a feeling experience that's accessible anywhere, any place, any time. So the nine breaths of amazing grace is about getting deeper and deeper and deeper into that experience. As I already explained to you in the introduction, every time you hear one of these principles, for instance, this one, grace, every time you hear this, the end of a first segment of these principles, that's the time to focus on the nine breaths and to breathe deeply and softly and gently with a conscious relationship in love, in gratitude, this grace. Now, like I said at the beginning of this thing, it's up to you whether you decide whether it's real and whether you relate to it or not.